Welcome to Let's Open God's Word, a weekly podcast of Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama. I'm Paul Meredith, pastor of Grace Baptist Church, and I'm glad you're listening. Well, last Sunday we began to take a close look at the subject of tongues, in particular speaking in tongues as it's presented in the New Testament, and we'll continue with that this coming Sunday. It's an important topic that we've come to as we're preaching through the book of Acts. And so we've taken sort of a time out in our forward progress through the second chapter of Acts to see what the scripture at large teaches about this subject. And last Sunday, we set forth our main thesis for the study of this topic. And let me just give that to you. The thesis that we're demonstrating from God's Word is this, that the tongue speaking that we see in churches today cannot be the valid gift of tongues because it does not align with biblical teaching about tongues. And we began last Sunday to give the scriptural evidence to support that thesis. And there were four main parts to that evidence that we looked at last Sunday. First of all, we saw that New Testament tongues were real languages. In the second chapter of Acts, verses 5 through 13, it's very obvious there that when the gift of tongues was exercised there on that day of Pentecost, that it was other languages, real languages that were being spoken. And that's not what you see in the tongue speaking that goes on in the church today. And we looked at those verses there in Acts. The purpose of New Testament tongues, secondly, was to validate or authenticate the ministry of the apostles during the time of transition when the gospel was spreading to the known world. That was the second piece of evidence that we looked at. It seems like the primary purpose of the gift of tongues was to validate or to authenticate the ministry of the apostles. And we trace that out through Acts, how the outline of Acts really is that the gospel went out to Jerusalem and Judea, and then to Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. And so we followed that outline and saw how as the gospel went out and as that transition was taking place from saints of God coming into the church and being born into the church, and that gift of tongues was given. And then we turned to the book of 1 Corinthians, which we noted was a very significant book in our understanding of tongues, especially chapters 12 through 14. We noted that Paul wrote these chapters not to praise or to encourage the Corinthians to continue doing what they were doing, but really it was a subtle form of rebuke. And he was writing to give them some restrictions on what was taking place. It was not to commend them in their tongue speaking, but to let them know that they were out of the boundaries when it came to that. And so our third piece of evidence came from chapter 12, where we saw that the New Testament gift of tongues was not intended for every believer. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 12. The theme of that chapter is diversity within unity. There's great unity in the church, but there's also a diversity of members of the church and a diversity of gifts. And not everyone has all gifts. God gives to each individual the gifts that he wants them to have. And he asks that rhetorical question in verse 30 of that chapter. He says, not everyone speaks in tongues, do they? And of course, the intended answer for that question is no, they don't. And God never intended for every believer to speak in tongues. But that's not what is taught today in many churches. What is being taught is that every believer who is filled with the Spirit will speak in tongues. And in some churches, they even go so far to say, if you have not spoken in tongues, then you are not truly saved. And so that is really out of bounds. And that is not what the New Testament teaches at all. And then the last piece of evidence that we looked at last Sunday was that the New Testament gift of tongues was to cease. That is, that it would come to an end on its own. And you find that in chapter 13, the love chapter there in 1 Corinthians, where Paul writes how we love ought to govern everything that we do. But when you come to verses 8 and 9 there, he speaks about prophecy and knowledge. And he says about them in the verses that follow is that when the perfect comes, the partial will be done away with. But the scripture says something very different about tongues. It doesn't say that tongues will cease when the perfect is come. And I take that to mean when we are in our glorified state and we know all things and there's no longer any need for preaching or for a better understanding of the scripture, we will know fully in that time everything that we need to know about the truth of God. But the Bible says something very different about tongues. It says tongues will cease. And the Greek word that's used there for cease is a word which gives the understanding that it will cease on its own. It will come to an end on its own. And so that is something that is related usually to the purpose of something. When the purpose of something has come to an end, then on its own, it just ceases to exist, ceases to be something that is useful or something that should be done. Well, this Sunday, we're going to see several other statements of New Testament evidence that I believe clearly renders the tongue speaking that we see in churches today as being invalid. We're going to look at chapter 14 of 1 Corinthians, and that's a chapter where Paul gives rules that sort of restrict or regulate the practice of tongues. And these regulations and restrictions are completely ignored today. And we're going to see what those regulations and restrictions are. And then we're going to end the message Sunday with some applications about why these things, it's so important for us to understand them and apply them in our Christian lives so that we won't get off track, so that we won't begin to pursue things that are not valid, that we can stay the course and be content with the Scripture and with God's Holy Spirit illuminating His Scripture to us. And that's the proper approach to the Christian life in our day. Well, I want to tell you that Grace Baptist Church is located at 12930 Border Drive in Grand Bay, Alabama. That's 12930 Border Drive. It's just down the road from Grand Bay Middle School. Our Sunday morning time begins at 9:30 with a time of fellowship in the fellowship hall. We have our Bible study for adults and our Sunday school classes for children at 10 o'clock. And then at 11 o'clock is our worship hour where we sing hymns of praise to the Lord and where we worship Him by giving attention to His Word. I want to tell you also something that we have available now at Grace Baptist Church, and that is that we have an app that is our own church app for phones and for tablets. You can just go to your app store, wherever you would download apps, and just search for Grace Baptist Church, Grand Bay, and our app will pop up, and you can download it to your phone or your tablet, and it's a great way to keep up with what goes on at Grace Baptist Church. We have announcements that are there. We have prayer requests. We have the opportunity to send out prayer requests just immediately, things that are very important that we need to be praying about. And then we also have some of our preaching and teaching that is on that app. So I encourage you, if you like to use apps on your phone or your tablet, to download the Grace Baptist Church app, Grace Baptist Church Grand Bay. Well, I hope that I'll see you Sunday in our worship service. I want to ask you to do something. Pray for the worship service. Especially pray for the time of preaching. We know that all is vain unless the Spirit of the Holy One comes down. We can preach truth, but only God's Spirit can impart truth. So spend some time in prayer for our worship service this Sunday. And then invite others to come be with us. You might send the link out and call people, invite people that you know to meet us at Grace Baptist Church in Grand Bay, Alabama, this Sunday. And together, let's open God's Word.
Since we're the Lord our God. Now we're all.